I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Trumpeter Sean Jones lives in Pittsburgh. Drummer Jeff Tane Watts comes from there. And this time on Jazz Set, they're both outdoors at the Detroit Jazz Festival, each with a high-energy band. Tane is the artist in residence here in Detroit, so stay with me for some really cooking music. For more than 5 years, Ohio-born Sean Jones, age 34, played lead trumpet with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. The lead player plays the high parts, or the first trumpet part, and the rest of the trumpet section follows. Artistic director Wynton Marcellus was a member of Sean's section. When Sean was asked what he learned from Wynton, he answered in two words, work ethic. Now Sean Jones is the artistic director of two jazz orchestras, the Pittsburgh Jazz Orchestra and the Cleveland Jazz Orchestra. And he's here in Detroit with his small group to play music from his latest CD, No Need for Words. Please welcome Mack Avenue recording artist, Sean Jones.
Thank you very much. What's up, Detroit? Thank you for coming out dealing with the heat. Yes, indeed. I want to introduce you to these wonderful musicians from Philadelphia, one of the great pianists of our time, Mr. Orrin Evans. Amazing young bassist from Hartford, Connecticut, Luquez Curtis. On the drums from Miami, Florida, Mr. Obed Calvier. From ATL, on saxophone, Mr. Brian Hogans. All right, this is called Touch and Go.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Sean Jones' Touch and Go is about starting and stopping. And it's on his album, No Need for Words, featuring Sean's own compositions all about the dynamics of love, right here on Jazz Set.
All right. We're going to, I'm going to let you into my world a little bit. My whole life, I kind of had this thing with my father. And I wanted to hate him because he left when I was a little boy, you know. And he passed away, and I still harbored a lot of hate, a lot of pain, and I never wanted to let that go. And one morning, it was real early in the morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I sat down at the piano, and a song just started to come out of me. And suddenly, I realized that forgiving someone is not about them. It's about you being able to let go. Because, you know, people do what they do. They don't know what they're doing half the time. They don't know how you feel because they're not in your body. So I wrote this song, and this song was birthed from me because I really needed to let go of that. And the song is called Forgiveness. Okay? So think about that while you're listening to this. Forgiveness. Thank you.
The Sean Jones Quintet is at the 2011 Detroit Jazz Festival. Brian Hogan's alto, Oren Evans on piano, Lucas Curtis bass, Obed Calvert drums, Sean Jones trumpet.
Let it go!
Pictures at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back in a minute with one of the top drummers of his generation.
Y'all have a good time.
Jeff Tane Watts was born in Pittsburgh in 1960. He studied timpani at Duquesne University, where Sean Jones is a trumpet professor today. Then Tane went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, worked with Wynton Marsalis, and for 20 years with Wynton's brother, Branford Marsalis. As the artist in residence, Jeff came to Motown several times prior to the festival to coach students. On opening night, he led a one-time-only drum club and gave this festival a thunderous send-off. Outdoors, of course. And honey, it was hot. Now he's on the Carhartt Amphitheater stage at the Detroit Jazz Festival with the Jeff Tane Watts Four.
What's up, y'all? Wow, y'all lively. This is good. I'm always at home in Detroit. The Cats on the piano from St. Louis. He's bad. This is Lawrence Fields at the piano. Yeah, my point man on the tenor and soprano saxophones. Great musician that's worked with everyone from Mos Def to the very, very great godfather of the drums, Mr. Roy Haynes. And his name is Marcus Strickland. Great bassist, great composer, just great person, and someone that's really, really great for the music. And this is the great Christian McBride on bass. That's right. And there's a lot of music. Let me start playing. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The Jeff Tane Watts IV plays Tane's Monkey Paw Yelp on Jazz Set.
Last year, I turned 50 years old, now I'm 51. So in celebration, it's a celebration here. That's right, y'all seem like y'all doing cool. What is that?
That's Christian McBride on the bass.
It's a celebration. So this song is called... It's a jazz festival. Come on, y'all. We're going to play something called Gold Days. This is Gold Days for the golden people out there. Thank you.
Funding for Jazz Set is provided by the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse.
Drummer Jeff Tane Watts has been artist-in-residence at this Detroit Jazz Festival, and he's coming up to his farewell song, a spiritual he calls attainment. Marcus Strickland, tenor, on Jazz Set. Jeff Tane Watts opened this set saying, "I'm always at home in Detroit, and that's how we all feel." Jazz Set thanks Terry Pontrimoli and the 2011 Detroit Jazz Festival team, on-site music mixer Timothy Powell of Metro Mobile Recording, assistant Michael Ways, and the Jeff Tane Watts Four, Marcus Strickland, tenor, Lawrence Fields, piano, and Kristen McBride, bass, wrapping the set up with Attainment by Tane. You can listen again and see photos at jazzset.npr.org. Ginger Bruner at KUNV Las Vegas, Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., surround sound mixologist Duke Marcos, Becca Pulliam, and Thurston Briscoe III are from the Jazz Set team from WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, on air, online, and on your mobile device. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Thanks for listening.